Proclamation number 3553 of 20th of September, 1945. Last fight. Battle of Faith. Do not comply with the world's request if it contradicts the divine commandments, if it is directed against the divine will or endangers your faith in him. And do not fear the threats of worldly rulers who are meant to force you to give up your resistance. Stick to what the voice of your heart commands you, through which God himself admonishes you to remain faithful to him. And don't be afraid that you are defenseless against the rulers, for the one stands protectively by your side whose power is greater and who can destroy everything that deems itself great on this earth. And if you know that he stands by your side, your strength will increase, for only your strength in the face of the world lies in faith and trust in him, and you will be and remain victorious. And therefore seek to first penetrate deeper knowledge about your purpose of earthly life, about God's love and his plan of salvation. And this knowledge will let you become a convinced believer which nothing can shake, not even the storms you have to expect for the sake of faith. And no matter how meagerly you are provided for and how much hardship your body seems to be exposed to, God will also make the earthly hardship bearable for you and provide you with what you need to maintain the body if only you remain faithful to him and persevere. For he himself will be the giver of comfort and strength. He will also know how to miraculously maintain the body when it lacks everything due to a human will. His power is greater and his love will not leave his own in adversity. And even if the world and its rulers think they are strong and are supported by the forces of the underworld in their work against God and against the earthly children who adhere to him, God sends his messengers to earth so that they will come to the aid of the afflicted people, and they will work visibly and invisibly, and the believers will feel safe in their protection because they recognize them as God's emissaries and because God himself speaks through these messengers and imparts strength and comfort to them. The greater the earthly adversity, the more noticeable God's presence will be for his own, and they will humbly accept whatever is granted to them by the earthly rulers, yet always with the joyful certainty that it will only last for a short time and that God himself will deliver them from their adversity. The complete downfall of the believers seems to be achieved, but their faith is stronger than ever because God himself appears so obviously that it gives them strength to resist. Whoever wants to see will see. Whoever wants to hear will hear the voice of God, and all anxiety and fear will disappear from the hearts of his own. The faith and teaching of Christ will be challenged like a bulwark, but those who have Jesus Christ as their commander, who are his fighters on earth and therefore will be brought home by him into his kingdom, will stand firm and remain victorious. Therefore, no matter what is done against you, do not let yourselves be disturbed. Take refuge in God in your distress and he will hear your call. He will not leave you without protection, for you shall be the pillars. You shall serve your fellow human beings as a testimony of what the strength of faith is capable of, so that the weak will be lifted up by you and gain strength of faith, and so that the opponents will recognize their powerlessness towards you and your faith. It is the last battle of light against darkness on this earth which you humans have to fight through in order to then enter as victors into the kingdom of peace, into paradise on the new earth. Amen.